16 Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted that you've chosen to turn the dial to Let's Face the Issues. Join in the dialogue and discussion today as we face the issues. We remind you each and every day that we encourage you to call right after a brief monologue each day's broadcast. The telephone lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that has a little diversity in the material versus the issue. We're calling it cover-up at the White House. Cover-up at the White House. I don't know if any better title to call it today, because of what we're seeing taking place, and I'm thankful that we have some of our conservative legislators that's on board and the House and the Senate trying to examine and investigate and determine exactly what's happening. But the key, ladies and gentlemen, for the Christian, the conservative, and the patriot is to recognize that we are living in the days that the Lord Jesus spoke about in the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, the third chapter, the writing was through the hand of the Apostle Paul. But listen, let me remind you, we can say something's from Peter, Paul, John, James, etc., etc. But it's from God. It is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And the Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For many shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that do good." And it goes on and on with the characteristics and the conduct of those that are causing the difficulties today. And as we witness what is happening, what has happened in the Biden administration, and now trying to peel the onion and get back to the old cliche in a mystery novel, whodunit, we're finding that it is far worse than just Joe Biden's cognitive disability. I'm looking at a headline that says something very similar to that. It says Joe Biden's scandal goes well beyond his aging cover-up, and there's a lot to be said in relationship to that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part of what we'll talk about. We're going to start out talking about in just a moment with what just recently happened in Boulder, Colorado, with an Islamic jihadist throwing Molotov cocktails into a crowd of people, burning one very severely, and one news media said that there's one death already. I don't know if that's the one, but there's a total of 8 people that severely injured as a result of the Islamic jihadist. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about how did he get to America? Who authorized his visa? How did that take place? And what can we expect from the Islamic jihadists? They're now permeating all of Europe. They now permeate all of France. They're now in control of the Russian military. They're in control of the German military. We're finding in Dearborn, Michigan, they control that city. We're finding more and more in Wisconsin and across America where the Islamics are wanting to come in and dominate. You say, well, I didn't know we had that problem. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we've got sleeper cells Islamic jihadist sleeper cells all over America. The FBI is aware of it. The CIA is aware of it. Department of Homeland Security is aware of it, where they actually have been training in their jihadist camps to one day. Of course, they claim they're peaceful. There are a lot of folks today, a lot of the media, the Communist Network News and the Marxist media, most of the time they're saying that, wow, you know, they're Islamic, but they're good, they're peaceful. Listen, I have a book in my hand that I had the privilege of publishing a number of years ago. It's about 325 pages, and it's taken, all of the material is taken directly from the Islamic books that they read and live by, called the Noble Quran and the Hadith. The Hadith is in English. It's published out in 9 volumes, which are the musings and sayings of Muhammad. And may I say to you, there's no such thing as peaceful. It's a matter of a sleeper cell. It's a matter of sleepers until it's time to rise up and take control. We'll talk about that in just a moment when we get to the specificity of it. But I want us to recognize and understand, ladies and gentlemen, that what we're witnessing today is the fulfillment of what God's Word says about perilous times shall come. It's an interesting word study. When you look at the word study and the Greek text on the word perilous, it simply has a very, very, very elongated, definitive characteristic. It means dark, dangerous, deadly, difficult, devastating, destructive. And ladies and gentlemen, this past weekend is another Islamic jihadist attack on a group of Jewish people in America. Before we get further into our introduction and monologue, let me just read you a portion of an article. Man throws a firebomb at pro-Israel demonstrators in Colorado. 8 injured. The arrest suspect was identified as 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Soliman, S-O-L-I-M-A-N, who is living in the United States illegally. Why, you couldn't have, I could have told you that without it being publicized. The FBI has named the suspect in a violent attack in Boulder, Colorado, a 45-year-old Mohammed who allegedly used a flamethrower and an incendiary device to target pro-Israel protesters. They were not protesting. It was a pro-Israel demonstration in downtown Boulder, Colorado, Sunday afternoon, injuring at least 8 people. Soliman was booked into the Boulder, Colorado jail. He is being held on a $10 million bond on charges including felony use of incendiary devices. The White House said that Mohammed was an illegal immigrant who had overstayed his visa. The Biden administration, you couldn't have guessed it. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, listen. The Biden administration granted the alien a visa, and then when he illegally overstayed, they gave him a work permit. Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor, said in a post on social media platform, "No more hostile migration. Keep them out. Send them back." End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that all of Americans rise up and say, keep them out and send them back. That ought to be the mantra of every Christian, every conservative, every patriot in America. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, when Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he made this statement. If you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. The Bible says, thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, we have those that reject the truth, those that will be repelled by the truth, those who want to remonstrate against the truth, but truth still stands. I go back to a statement by the secularist George Orwell. George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Analyze that, ponder that for a moment. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. You stand for truth today in the political arena. You stand for truth today in the theological, doctrinal, biblical, spiritual arena, and you're going to stand out like a sore thumb. There'll be those who want to attack, remonstrate against you and challenge you and try to defend their partial truth against your telling the whole truth. Truth matters regardless of where you're from. Truth matters regardless of what party you represent. Truth matters regardless of whether you're on the left coast or the right coast. Ladies and gentlemen, the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint warns, I'm looking at a headline, warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, DeMint said this, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, according to the latest survey, headline says most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a sad thought. I don't know about you, but that's a dangerous philosophy. And these younger kids today, going to the prestigious universities and to these government-controlled educational bastions, they come out with the mindset that we hate God, hate America, hate the truth, and we're going to stand against it. Most younger Americans, this article says, say there's no such thing as absolute truth. This age group, 55%, say that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christian, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my mantra, that's my challenge, that's my recommendation each day on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You perhaps say, well, how can I find it? Where is that? It's located at the belt at the intersection of the 295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me once again give you a brief scenario, synoptic overview of where we're going. The primary focus is going to be, at the outset, talking about the Islamic jihadist attempting to murder people out of the Jewish faith in Boulder, Colorado. We'll make a transition to the deeper thought of the cover-up at the White House. In fact, Jake Tapper, a loose-likes lost liberal from CNN, the Communist Network News, Jake Tapper has had a come-to-Jesus moment, sounds like, in some of the things I've read in the book that he's published, showing up and uncovering the truth in relationship to Joe Biden's being sequestered prior to his election, during his election, and during the 4 years of his acting as president. And he's showing the truth about Joe Biden's real capacity, his cognitive ability. The question that's being asked is, how long has this been known? Who knew it? Who covered it up? Was it Jill Biden? Was it more nefarious than Jill Biden? Was it more nefarious as perhaps Barack Hussein Obama? Did Elizabeth Warren put the documents in the auto pen and press the button to give thousands of pardons and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of executive orders? That's what we want to talk about. I'd love to hear from you today. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Give me one more moment on our monologue, and we'll open our telephone lines. Headline says, suspect in Colorado, attack on pro-Israel demonstration in the U.S. illegally. The suspect in the firebombing attack targeting pro-Israel demonstration in Colorado is believed to be an illegal alien from Egypt who overstayed his visa after it expired. Sources with the Department of Homeland Security says that the suspect in the attack is Mohammed Soliman, S-O-L-I-M-A-N, 45 years old, an Egyptian national who entered the United States during the Biden administration, overstayed his visa. It is believed that he had entered the U.S. in August of 2022 on a visa that expired in February of that same year, of the following year. The Egyptian national filed an unknown claim. I don't understand that. An unknown claim with the DHS, United States Citizens and Immigration Services. The Biden administration granted him work authorization, which then expired in March. A man set on fire while yelling, "Free Palestine, End Zionist." The FBI said that six people were taken to the hospital with injuries and that a witness said the suspect in the attack used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. Authorities are now investigating the firebombing attack against the pro-Israel group as an act of ideologically motivated terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no less than terrorism. It's a terrorist act. And may I just simply remind you, and I'll read two or three very simple statements out of my book. The title of the book is very, very clear, very simple. The title of the book is Islam Tolerant? I've talked with you about this, touched on it a number of times down through the years in relationship to the Islamic jihadist. And by the way, in our Bible, we have what we call verse and chapter divisions. In the Noble Quran, which is the title of the, quote, holy book, and when you read it, you find, as the little boy says, ain't nothing holy about it. It's a murderous activities guide for Islamic jihadists, is what it boils down to. Surah 3, 151. We shall cast terror into the hearts of all who disbelieve in Islam. Surah 2, 191. And kill all non-believers wherever you find them, such as the recompense of the disbeliever, that's a non-Muslim. Fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. Surah 2, 216. Jihad is holy fighting in Allah's cause ordained for all Muslims. Surah 456. Those who disbelieve, we shall burn them with fire. Now listen, I stop at that one because I believe that's the, if you please, the surah that was on the heart and the mind of the murderous activities that just took place in Boulder, Colorado with an illegal invader that has come into America. And America's filled with these illegal invaders. And President Donald J. Trump, I believe, that was put into office the second time by the divine intervention of God. And here's Donald Trump trying to remove these Islamic jihadists, trying to take them out of our colleges and universities, trying to stop the open visa process that allows them to come in and invade America with the idea of overthrowing a constitutional republic. And we'll talk about that more in just a moment. But as a result of that, we're finding what some would call whack-a-mo. You know, you nail one of the Islamic jihadists, and another one pops up over here, another one pops up over there, another one over there, and they're popping up all over America because, ladies and gentlemen, as I give you in my book, Is Islam Tolerant? In any city, in any state, in any nation around the globe, when Islam invaders reach the point of 2 to 6% of a city, a state, or a nation, between 2 and 6%. You say, well, that's a mighty small number, minuscule number. But between 2 and 6%, they want to rise up and demand halal food in the colleges, universities, and schools. They want to rise up and demand a special exemption, special rights, special privileges for the Islamic jihadist. We're seeing that in Michigan. We're witnessing that in Minnesota. We're seeing that, ladies and gentlemen, in Wisconsin. we're witnessing that as an attempt in the state of Texas. The governor thankfully put the, as old cliche goes, the quietus on to stop that in Texas, where they were developing an entire region that would have the central core of the property, the subdivision, the settlement, the community, would be an Islamic mosque. And all of those around it would be Islamic jihadist homeowners. The governor put a stop to it. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in perilous times. The warning in 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, and the time shall come. May I simply say this? The time has come. It is, we're living in days of danger, devastation, difficulty, and darkness as never before. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
This is Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, sir. You are dead on point, and I tell you the truth. It is crazy, and it's not just Joe Biden, like you said, because he was in the basement all the time. And that signature thing,
auto pen.
Auto pen, thank you. Look, they have dominated that. I'm telling you, and his wife knew that he couldn't handle America. But I really believe, because I found it a lie, that Obama would talk to him maybe twice a week, and it came to pass that the realization came out. And I'm just scared for our country, because we have educated idiots that's going to be running this country.
Well, if I could break in your train of thought there just for a moment, Kenneth. You know, under Islam, in the Islamic mantra, they say that any Western or European that paves the way for them, that stands up and defends them, and they're coming into a community, city, state, or a nation, that they are, quote, useful idiots. That's what Westerners are called by the Islamic jihadists behind the scenes, that if you defend them and take a stand and say, oh, they're all peaceful. They're all peaceful. There's not going to be a problem with it. That is not the modus operandi. That's not the goal. That's not the methodology. That's not the focus. That's not the end result as Muhammad envisioned it. That's not what it says in the Quran. And I've studied the Quran and the Hadith and have had the privilege of speaking on that subject, lecturing on that subject, writing on that subject for quite some time now. And I will challenge any human being on the face of the earth that says that all Islam is peaceful. That's an absolute demonic lie. That is not true at all. And we're seeing the stand-up proof of it across the nation. Look at another headline. Targeted terror attack. Man yells, free Palestine, as he attacks pro-Israel vigil in Colorado. A man yelled, free Palestine, as he used the Molotov cocktail Sunday to blow up and to burn. One lady was almost burned to death, if not already dead, as a result of it. Yes, we have danger in America. We're faced with the perilous times on a global basis that has never, ever been seen before in the history of America, as is taking place now. I'm looking at a headline by Christy Noem. Christy Noem. It says this. She's the Secretary of Homeland Security. They want to destroy us, and Harvard University is allowing that to happen.
Yeah.
Let me read that again. They want to destroy us, and Harvard University is allowing that to happen. I don't think you can make it any clearer in print or in verbalization of the condition we're in as a nation. But, Kenneth, I've got some others on the line holding, but thank you so much for your call. And as we keep looking up, God bless you today. I believe we have Ann on the line. Ann, go with your question or comment, please.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, we have a problem right here in Jacksonville. I'm looking at an article right now from News for Jax that says, Councilman says city directed JSO not to enforce local immigration law, but the mayor's office is just calling it legal advice.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I read something about that the other day, and I should have pulled some articles on that to talk about it. Well, you can't expect any different. We've got a loose lax, lost liberal as a mayor. You can't expect any different when you will see. And I'm afraid of where it's going to go. I'm fearful with that. But when T.K. Waters is interviewed, the sheriff, he said, we're going to enforce the law. We're going to help ICE. We're going to help the federal government. We're going to do all we can to help eliminate the illegals coming in. So regardless of what the mayor's office says, the sheriff is the one that wears the badge. And I'm thankful we got a new sheriff in town.
Well, me too. And I'll tell you, that's why when T.K. Waters runs for sheriff, I will definitely be voting for him. He's done a great job for Jacksonville.
Absolutely. I am thankful for the work he's doing. He's a professing Christian. I'm not saying that his life is perfect, neither is any other Christian, but I'm thankful that he takes a stand on morals, ethics, and values. He takes a stand on law and law enforcement. He takes a stand on protecting our constitutional rights through our constitutional republic and the representative form of government that we have. So I commend him for that. And Ann, thank you so much for your call. We need to keep praying, though, not just for our nation, for our state, but also for our city, because there's so much taking place in our city today. We could enumerate those things that's taking place for the balance of the broadcast and still not cover them all. It demands for Christians that will wake up, sit up, be heard, be seen, be vigilant, be vocal, and be salt and light as God's called us to be. Ann, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts? How should we respond to the terror attack in Boulder, Colorado? Many will look at it on the basis, well, that's just a aberrant case. That's just, no, it's not. In fact, just this morning on the early morning news, and I've forgotten what city it was, an automobile, a motor vehicle, running through a crowd with hundreds and hundreds of people in it, and they said that the vehicle was going at a high rate of speed, just mowing people down as it was rolling in. That's a new tool that the Islamic jihadists are using internationally, not just in Europe, not just in other nations, but in America now also. We're witnessing that, and ladies and gentlemen, I have found that when we have these cases taking place, these, talking about the pop-up murders by the Islamic jihadists, whatever modus operandi they use, whatever the tool is that they happen to use, there'll be the copycats that will go after it on the same basis to get attention also. Keep in mind, the mantra for any Islamic jihadist is to destroy all ALL non-believers. That includes Jews and Christians, with the focus on Jews. And many times in America, ladies and gentlemen, we'll look at it on the basis, well, this is the problem that's taking place in Israel. This is the problem that's taking place in Gaza. This is the problem that's taking place with the Hezbollah and with the Houthis and with the Hamas. Ladies and gentlemen, that is very, very true. All of those are the Islamic jihadists, but we have the same mantra, the same mindset, the same focus on destroying every Christian, every non-Muslim, and every Jew on the face of the globe. Now I realize that there are a lot of folks get all upset with a directed statement as I'm making. There are those that say, well, that's not love. That's not Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the enemy. When we recognize the enemy, we need to be armored up with the whole armor of God, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and following. We need to be wholly armored to go out and do battle. It's an impossibility to do battle with the enemy unless we know who the enemy is, what the enemy is like, and the absolute characteristics of the enemy that we're doing battle with. And that's the enemy of God, the enemy of Christ, the enemy of the church, the enemy of the Christian, the enemy of the Jewish people. We need to recognize it and be prepared for it. When I look at the headline, targeted terror attack, as the man yells, free Palestine, that's a mindset that says free Palestine. That is simply saying, kill all Jews. Kill those Jewish people. Just a few weeks ago, we had a couple that came out of the door at the Jewish Museum. And when they walked out the door, they were summarily executed in the public right on the sidewalk. And that was the same mantra, the same mindset, free Palestine, free Palestine. There's no such thing as an ethnic group called Palestinians or Palestine. That simply, ladies and gentlemen, is untrue. When you look at the scripture, we realize that we are in the last of the last days. Perilous times are upon us. Look at another headline. Targeted terror attack. Man burns Jews alive in Boulder, Colorado. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. right after the news break. We'll be right back as we continue to talk about the cover-up at the White House. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine.